3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Weather is actually pretty nice. We might see some showers later on, but at the moment, it's comfortable. Humidity, what can I tell you? It's July in Central Virginia. Lori Warren from Richmond Raceway Complex is going to be with us in just about an hour. We got racing coming back to town. Nobody better to talk about it than Lori. And I will again salute her for being named by Governor Glenn Youngkin to the Virginia State Tourism Commission. She is amazing, and she'll be with us at 4:33. I'll tell you what, Jimmy Galliano is no slouch either. Jimmy Galliano has served this nation one way or another his entire adult life. Retired from the FBI as a supervisory special agent, has been on so many vital details and task forces, now serves as the mayor of his town in New York, and we're just so fortunate to have him, because you'll notice, as Jimmy writes for places like the New York Post and Fox News and is appearing on major television programs, everybody wants him. And I'm happy to say that we're able to grab him on a pretty regular basis. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeffrey, thanks for having me. And I just want to say one thing. I was working hard to try to get down to Central Virginia. I wanted to surprise you and come in for the quest for cookies. I really, really was trying to pull this off, and I just couldn't make it happen. But I followed it. I've obviously followed your and Heidi's legacy with Julia and just the amazing things that you have done. And I got to say this. I mean, what a special kid and what a special set of parents. And you didn't put me up to this. I had to say that because my wife and I were reading up on some of the stuff that you've written about, your life with your daughter. And my man, you both are heroes, and she's a rock star, but you already knew that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I definitely didn't put you up to saying it, because I wouldn't have you say it, because, now I'm getting all blush. No. All right. Well, let's move on. But thank you. That's very, very kind of you. And it is much appreciated. And Julie is a rock star. No, we'll definitely agree on that one. I need to know, though. I'm looking at Fox News, Secret Service putting DEI first. I'm looking at a legal settlement for Strzok and Page at the FBI. Jimmy, I'm just putting the ball in your court, brother. Where do you want to go? What do you want to say? What's going on?
Yeah, let's compartmentalize this so we don't blur lines. And I was laughing in the run-up when you said, Jimmy's retired, so now he can say anything. Jeff, you didn't know me when I was in the Bureau, but I got into a lot of trouble for saying things. So. But now I'm just unfettered, and I don't have to worry about being sanctioned. And I'm kidding. Let's do this in order. You're yes. always careful, and I always appreciate when you say and acknowledge that the men and women of federal law enforcement, the men and women of law enforcement writ large, but at the FBI and at the Secret Service, they are good and just damn good and decent people. And unfortunately, it seems like it began somewhere around 2015, 2016, during the run-up to the 2016 election, that decisions that were made at the top just appeared to have a bit of a partisan influence to them. And people can debate that and argue that. Mm-hmm. I think it is an inarguable fact with what the four different Office of the Inspector General reports came out and a lot of things. And you mentioned the settlement with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Yeah.
It did sicken me. Now, having said that, anything you put on a government device, I have a computer at work, and it's a computer that belongs to Village Hall. If I send something on it, it is subject to FOIA, the Freedom of Information Law up here. In the federal government, it's FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act. Mm-hmm. And the fact that those text messages were released, look, when you give things to Congress, you just expect that there is no sanctity or privacy.
Right.
But for Peter Strzok to get $1 million and Lisa Page to get $800,000, Jeff, that's U.S. taxpayer money. It is quite sickening. I'll say that just to preface things. Let's start with the Secret Service first. So we know that early last week, then director Kimberly Cheadle resigned. It was the right thing to do. She took far too long to do it. And I would have appreciated, I think many Americans would, seeing the President of the United States make that decision, but he just can't seem to fire anybody. So Everybody knew that she must go. And this is the amazing thing. It's the only thing that united the left and the right is that you had, you know, people in Congress on both sides of the aisle calling for her to step down. And that's essentially what it took. She appeared before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. It was an embarrassment. Now, I understand, and it's, this also goes with Director Wray, the FBI director, that people in the United States Secret Service, the director, is a political appointee. The FBI director is a political appointee. However, the oversight of them is Congress. And in Article 1 and Article 2, I believe, in the Constitution, it lays out enumerated powers, which says, states that Congress is the oversight authority of those folks in those federal executive branch positions. And it's just disappointing. This has been going on probably for the last decade and a half, where you see people brought up to the Hill to testify. And in the instance of the Secret Service director, and yes, even the FBI director, Jeff, they didn't come voluntarily. They had to do it under subpoena. And it just, that kind of, you can't make me come unless you subpoena me thing. It's, I understand scheduling issues. I understand things like that. But Jeff, it just gives people, the American people, this sense that we're not getting the straight scoop. And it just, right. It does a disservice. I mean, you would agree with that, correct? I mean, you have to subpoena the FBI director, you have to subpoena the, you know, the Department of Homeland Security secretary.
Right, the Secret Service director, yeah.
Yes, it's just, it's wrong. So we know that, that Director Cheadle stepped down. It's the right thing to do. She should have been fired, but she wasn't. The FBI director then appears before the same Oversight and Accountability Committee a couple of days later. I think it was on Wednesday. And I thought it was interesting because I thought for the first time, and you know me, I am a C-SPAN junkie, so I watched it from gavel to gavel.
Right.
And it was interesting that he did provide a little bit more clarity and insight into the investigation. Now, important for your listeners to understand, there is a clear lane. There's two separate lanes here.
Okay.
The Secret Service is conducting an internal investigation of this, and I'll use the term colossal. I don't think it's overly hyperbolic.
No.
Colossal collapse in security that took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. The president has also initiated a private inquiry into it. I don't know who he's using, contractors, people from the Department of Justice. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI has a separate lane. The FBI is investigating what happened and how a 20-year-old kid was able to get up on a roof 130 yards away from a former president and a current candidate for the office and be able to fire off 8 rounds before he was taken out by a Secret Service sniper. So two separate different investigations going on. I thought the FBI director did better,
mm-hmm.
but my bar is usually pretty set low there because
right.
there are a number of things he can't speak to, but generally speaking, watching him engage in that little kind of the hook and jab and the duck and cover,
yeah.
it does not give a good look to the FBI, and I know you agree with that.
I do, and I'll tell you what, Jimmy, I'm pained by it. I really am. I'm pained by it because we talk about, the BRIC agents, those folks, who are out there every single day doing exactly what needs to be done, and they're caught in the middle of this. And then you have, I don't know what the comparable thing is for the Secret Service, but in the FBI, you've got this seventh floor, and it just seems like it's politics
yep.
ahead of
yep.
other things. And for Christopher yeah. Wray to sit there and go, well, I don't know if Donald Trump was shot. I thought, dude, everybody
yeah.
knows that he was shot.
Yeah.
It's an embarrassment.
Jeff, that was, in tennis terms, we would say an unforced error.
Yes.
And the next day, there was a cleanup on aisle three because the FBI immediately put out a statement and stated that the director acknowledges that whether or not it was a bullet or whether or not it was a fragment. Now, a bullet means the lead that comes out of a shell casing, right?
Right.
So you've got, for a round, it contains a casing, and then there's powder inside of it, there's a primer, and then there's the actual bullet, which is the lead.
Mm-hmm.
So he cleaned that up and said maybe, because if a bullet hits something else before it reaches its intended target, it could be considered a fragment. I thought it was sloppy, unprofessional. I'm going to give the director the benefit of the doubt, but what it did was, J- Jeff, it fueled the conspiracy theorists on the left and the people that have surmised that this was a Hollywood act and the president put this on and he was just trying to gain sympathy and this was a bunch of nonsense. And so the FBI director came out the next day and fixed it, and I thought that was the right thing to do.
I would agree with you, Jimmy. I think it was the right thing to do. I also, Christopher Wray is a smart guy, and I get it. There are moments, I look at folks like Christopher Wray, and I'm thinking, you're thinking so far above where I am, maybe I just missed it. But that just seemed to be, you said it, an unforced error. This was sloppy, it was irresponsible, and yes, they corrected it within 24 hours. But in those 24 hours, that nonsense took off in the left-wing conspirasphere. And they are all convinced this was just a big show, and now let's move on and coronate the vice president as president.
Yeah, and Jeff, you stated it perfectly. The FBI director is worried about terrorist threats. He's worried about the People's Republic of China, the Communist Party stealing state secrets and intellectual theft, intellectual property theft. He's worried about gangbangers and drug dealers and kidnappers and child pornographers. Yes, he has oversight of all those things. But he also knows that this assassination attempt where a courageous father shielded his family and lost his life, a volunteer firefighter, and two other people were gravely wounded, this is the number one case slash investigation going on in the country right now. And here's the other thing. These are the little things that I pick at where he was asked by a congressman, and I forget who it was, so forgive me on that. I don't want to mistake. Okay. But he was asked, did the subject with the rifle, the alleged shooter, we can call him the shooter. I mean, I know you got to put alleged in front of it in court, but he was the shooter. Did the shooter have a scope on his rifle? So we know the rifle was an AR-15, which is a popular hunting rifle, and it's popular. It's popular from Florida up to Maine, all the way across to California, right?
That's
very,
right.
Very popular weapon. Did it have a scope on it? That is important, and it's important, and it would be something that would be one of the first things that an investigation would uncover. And he goes, I believe so, but I really don't want to say I'm not sure. And I'm thinking to myself, no one is expecting him to be a ballistics expert, but you're the FBI director. You're appearing in front of Congress, knowing whether or not there was a loophole 10x scope or a red dot aim point or whether the kid was using mechanical sights. That's important. Just like whether or not, you know, the Secret Service learned that the kid had a, and I say kid, 20 years old, he's a grown man, had a rangefinder, was spotted, you know, an hour or so beforehand and then lost somewhere in the crowd or whatever, and then ends up on top of a roof that's not covered. Jeff, colossal systems failure, cascading events. This is what happens when bad things happen. One little glitch leads to another, and we call that cascading systems failures. And I want to give the Secret Service the benefit of the doubt, but I have a feeling that this investigation is not going to be pretty when the results are made public.
Wow. Jimmy Galliano joining us. A couple more moments. Retired supervisory special agent speaking out, offering his insight, his analysis, great piece up at Fox News talking about this. Now, Jimmy, I saw a report today that said Butler police in Pennsylvania were never contacted by the Secret Service. They didn't speak with the Secret Service until after the shooting. And I said, well, that's outrageous if it's true. And then I took a step back and said, okay, I grew up in Pennsylvania, so I know there's all these different governmental agencies. There is a city of Butler, there's a township of Butler, there's a county of Butler. So I don't know which of the three they're talking about. I find it absolutely unfathomable to think that somebody on the advance team from the Secret Service did not interact with local law enforcement. That could not have happened, could it?
It could not have, but again, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt here in this sense. This was not a national special security event. What's an NSSE, a national special security event? It's like a political, economic, religious, social event of significance. And the RNC that just took place in Milwaukee, Jeff, is a perfect example of that. It's planned out a year in advance.
Okay.
There is a plethora of resources, abundance of resources. when you have a president, like a former president, and a candidate like Donald Trump, who travels a lot, who wants to be out there, wants to shake hands, kiss babies, see his constituents and do that, these things get planned a few days, if a week or so out in advance. So, and the fact that it's already been confirmed, and a guy like him, his people that are loyal to him love him. That can't stand him, his detractors, hate him. That's polarizing guy. You have to have more folks on there than they had. So I think that is going to be something. And look, Jeff, the Secret Service was the brainchild of Abraham Lincoln. Ironic that he was the first president to be killed by an assassin's bullet. They did not come online as an agency, I think, until the summer of 1865. Lincoln was killed in April of 1865. Mm-hmm. There have only been three other assassinations: Garfield in 1881, McKinley in 1901, and then, of course, Kennedy in 1963. There have been some near misses.
Right.
Anytime there's a near miss, anytime there's an assassination, an agency needs to do some soul searching. When your one job is, and I know they have other responsibilities, but when their number one job is protection of the president or protection of the protectees that fall under their mission. And, Jeff, that's why this report, I have a feeling it's going to be scathing. What the coordination was, the interoperability issues were, what was missed, who decided how many resources were going to be available. And, Jeff, the American public and Congress deserve answers, and I hope they're going to be forthcoming soon.
I would hope so. Jimmy, thank you so much for all of your time this afternoon. That is Jimmy Galeano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. There's simply nobody better. I'm going to tell you that again and again and again. We are blessed that Jimmy taken time from appearing with Fox News and writing for the New York Post and all the other stuff he does on this national and international scale, that he has time for us. I will remind you, I promise you this, because I always give Jimmy some time to talk about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, and I'm screwing that up today, so when I have a couple of seconds, I'm going to give you the details, because I want you to be able to stand up and help support the good guys and gals that do the job. In this case, there's a lot that's coming out with the Secret Service report. It is not going to be pretty. It is just as simple as that. 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.